Nice to be joined on our Market Friday edition of the Country Viewpoint by Dr. Joe Sillance, the CEO of the Australian Chicken Growers Council. Dr. Sillance, lovely to chat with you for our weekly look at the poultry sector. Last week we discussed the shortage of shed space for meat chicken farmers, and a lot of chook farmers are fed up and turning their attention to eggs rather than chook meat. We focused on what this means for the farmers, but let's turn our attention to the consumer side of things now. Could this potentially lead to a decrease in availability of chook meat or higher prices at the checkout?
Potentially both. If we don't have enough sheds to produce enough chickens for Australians to eat, then one of two things has to happen. The price could go up, or the sheds or the shelves become empty, or both. And the difficulty is that the number of new farms being planned only barely covers the older farms that are going offline right now. These meat farmers who are just sick of it all and want to go and do something else. And so if you take population growth into account, we're going to be 700 sheds short in the next 10 years.
Well, with a potential disaster looming there, I mean, let's face it, I think it is a disaster if you go to the local chicken and chip shop at 6 p.m. and they're already sold out of hot barbecue chooks. But if that disaster is looming, is there a code of conduct that says something about this or could step in and prevent this disaster from happening?
Oh, not only is there no code of conduct, but this current government is steadfastly refusing to commit to a code of conduct. Just like, and it's worth remembering, there's a code of conduct for sugar, there's a code of conduct for food and grocery, for those that are dealing directly with the supermarkets, right? There's a code of conduct for dairy, but for some reason, this government's got it in for chooks, and they just will not support a code of conduct. Now, that's the same as putting the under-10s on the same football field as the A-graders and not having an umpire. It's absolutely brainless why the government wouldn't support a code of conduct for the chook industry, given that it's worse than dairy. And yet, you know, all we get is inquiry after inquiry after inquiry and requests for more evidence. Might have something to do with a certain public relations firm running around Canberra telling everybody not to worry.
Very interesting. Well, with an election on the horizon pretty soon, do you expect the Labor government to potentially do something about this before the election to try and get some voters on side, or do you think it's something Peter Dutton and the Liberal Coalition might look at more closely?
Oh, let's be clear about this. It's National Party policy. Okay, so we've got the Nationals believe that fair play for farmers is an important thing. The Liberal Party is open to it, haven't yet locked it in as policy. But they have all said they're open to the concept, so there's no real issue on that side. And for the life of us, we can't work out why the Labor government won't go there, because it would have almost, I think it would have a 7-cent impact per kilo on consumer prices, which at $12.99 a kilo doesn't make a lot of difference.
Thanks very much for your insights, Dr. Sillance. Always good to catch up with you, and I'm sure we'll chat more about the election and what various outcomes could mean for the wider chook industry. Have a great week. We'll catch you next Friday.
Gotcha. Good to chat.